Good afternoon. It is now 4:12 p.m. We are here today, Monday, April 29th, 2013, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatna, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA-13-002 and 13-003, JMB Modern Tech versus Guam Department of Education. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant JMB Modern Tech please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
I'm Jin Bangay, President of JMB.
Seth Foreman, Counsel for JMB.
Will Purchasing Agency GDOE please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Andrew Perez, Counsel for DOE, and Marcus Ypito, Supply Management Administrator for the Department of Education.
Are there any interested parties present? No? Thank you. And we can begin.
And also, just for the record, with Mr. Perez, from his law firm, Lohan Agagi, is also Mr. Jim Brooks, who is the husband of the public auditor, Doris Flores.
So we're here today to set some dates for scheduling. I understand that the parties are in agreement to have the hearing set for May 14th. Is that correct? Okay, and there's also agreement that the two appeals will be consolidated. So we'll begin the hearings on May 14th, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, and we'll continue until they're completed. And then by May 10th, what we've been asking for, and if the parties could just state whether or not this gives them sufficient time. Our hearing briefs, I know that there's been detail in the notice of appeal. But we usually request hearing briefs, exhibit lists, witness lists, and then a statement of agreed facts after the parties meet and confer. We propose that the parties submit those materials by May 10th. Is there any indication that any of the other bidders plan to be present and participate in the hearings?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that we're aware of.
And with respect to motions, I know there's a motion to sell individual air conditioner units. Are there any other motions that have been filed or that are anticipated to be filed?
None from J&B.
How about DOE?
None that I'm aware of.
Other than the one you filed?
Yeah.
And then the record is complete?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. There was one statement from DOE. This is in your tab 6. Due to the this is a submission of procurement record.
Okay. For what case?
Which case?
For 1302. And the comment is, due to the limited nature of the appeal, GDOE is including in the procurement record only the documents relevant to the suspension. GDOE reserves the request to supplement the record. And so we don't know what's in that supplement, and to
okay.
make sure.
Well, yeah, we just reserved that right, but we just felt that the complete procurement record wasn't necessary because the award wasn't challenged. It was just the suspension based on the award of that particular IFB or that contract. So we didn't feel that like the full procurement record was necessary to be submitted in, like the other bidders' bids that was our position. We just submitted the relevant documentation that was germane to the suspension.
I don't know what is the reserve in terms of
So if there are going to be any supplemental materials, then those would be submitted by May 10th?
Correct.
Okay.
So in the event the appellant wants to have some additional records, you would have to make that request too.
All right, so both parties, I mean, will submit their exhibits, their exhibit list by May 10th and exchange those. Any other issues?
You know, the motion that I filed today, I filed it because GDOE is in a kind of precarious position right now. There are some units, air conditioning units, that are breaking down in our schools. And because there is a stay in place because of this appeal, we were asking the OPA to allow that we are given the ability to replace those units, and you know we will go through the adequate procurement process, but that's why we filed our motion to ask the OPA to allow us to buy individual units. We're not asking the OPA to move forward on the award. We're just asking the OPA to allow us to replace the units that are servicing classrooms and are not functioning to fulfill our obligation under the Every Child is Entitled to an Adequate Education Act.
Well, how many units are we talking about?
Two right now. I mean, that we know of that are in dire need of repair. Because they service a number of classrooms.
That's the one in contention, the one at Southern High?
I don't believe so. No, it's at Sanchez High School, Simon Sanchez.
Has J&B filed anything in opposition to the motion, or would they like an opportunity to do so?
Well, we haven't filed anything. It was served at my office over lunch hour, and I was in a committee meeting somewhere else. I think we can respond verbally now to some aspects of it. And again, keeping in mind you have to be gone well before 6 o'clock. But I've been informed and understand that there are two units being repaired at Simon Sanchez right now, compressors being replaced. So if those are the same two units, the motion may be moved. Beyond that, you know, we're just concerned. We're not trying to delay things and make the children suffer in the heat. As you can tell, we've agreed to a very expedited hearing schedule. But this particular motion, you know, doesn't seem to comply with applicable statutes such as 5 GCA 5215 concerning emergency procurement, or 5 GCA 5425G concerning lifting the stay. You know, so we also have concerns, you know, whether this will just open up more problems, maybe even more protests from other potential vendors. We also question whether these two particular units are even available on island, or whether they're going to be ordered off island, there'd be substantial delays anyway. You know, whether the motion would make much difference if they have to be shipped in from off island.
I do have a number of questions to ask, but it's more related to the hearing itself that I wanted to reserve the right, because among the questions is, are all and any of these air conditions being under a maintenance agreement? When was these air conditioners purchased? How quickly did it break down? You know, things like that. So to allow this now, right in the midst of the whole nature of what this is about, kind of, is this the cart before the horse? You know, so I as I mentioned to Mr., I was not inclined to do this without having more time, and definitely for the appellant to respond.
Mm-hmm. So why don't, appellant, why don't you take an opportunity to file a brief if you choose to do so, and then we'll decide from there whether it's going to be decided on the briefs prior to the hearing, whether there's going to be a oral argument, or whether it will be wrapped into the hearing on the merits. How much time would you like? Do you think you could do it by Monday the 6th?
Okay, no problem. That's fine.
And then, DOE, do you want an opportunity to reply to that?
Yes.
By the 8th?
All right.
Do the parties anticipate any other motions in limine or otherwise?
Not at this time.
No. Okay. There was one matter I did want to inquire about just for due diligence. Not because we have any suspicion or anything, but as we had noted, the hearing officer and DOE's counsel have the same last name, which may mean no more than two people named Johnson in the U.S. mainland, but just wanted to inquire if there was any relationship.
If there is, I believe it's distant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just doing due diligence.
No, of course.
There is a relationship here.
fully aware of that one.
Duly noted.
Any issues otherwise?
No.
Okay, so we'll adjourn at this time.
Thank you very much.
Motion order.
It is now 4:24. This hearing is ended.